USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The legal battle between the Justice Department and former President Trump is over in a Florida courtroom. The judge declining to rule from the bench regarding Trump's request for a special master. The judge saying a ruling will come in due time. The International Atomic Energy Agency wraps up a visit to a power plant just outside of Zaporizhzhia, Ukraine, Thursday. Speaking at a checkpoint outside the city, IAEA Chief Rafael Grossi admits he still has concerns of a potential radiation leak.
I worry and I will continue to be worried about the plant until we have a situation which is more stable.
President Biden and the First Lady heading to Philadelphia, where the President will deliver a primetime address at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Californians are being told not to charge their electric cars just days after regulators voted for a gas car sales ban. Due to excessive heat in the Golden State, officials are asking residents to avoid using large appliances and charging electric vehicles during peak usage hours of 4 p.m. through 9 p.m. The state just announced a plan to ban sales of new gas-powered cars by 2035 in an effort to curb greenhouse gases. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says the governor of Texas is racist for sending busloads of illegal immigrants to her city. Republican Governor Greg Abbott has been sending illegal immigrants to cities with Democratic mayors, he says, to ease the border emergency in his state. Abbott says he looks forward to seeing Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot welcome illegal immigrants since Chicago is a sanctuary city. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Over 1,000 Delta Airlines pilots are picketing in front of major airports across the United States in hopes of advancing contract negotiations. Captain Jason Ambrosi with the Airline Pilots Association International is picketing outside Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, where he talks about the timing of the protests around Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend is about labor. We're organized labor. So timing this going into a holiday weekend where it's busy was essential.
A historic breakthrough on Mars has scientists talking.
The Jet Propulsion Laboratory is reporting the MOXIE experiment on Mars is successfully making oxygen on the red planet. Day and night and across seasons, the instrument reliably generates breathable oxygen from the red planet's thin atmosphere. Nearly 100 million miles from Earth, an instrument the size of a lunchbox is proving it can reliably do the work of a small tree. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Student test scores in math and reading are plummeting since the coronavirus pandemic. The National Center for Education Statistics reporting reading and math scores for 9-year-olds have both dropped. Reading scores saw the most significant drop since 1990, while math scores fell for the first time ever. The results compare performances from winter of 2020 to winter of this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.